Hi, Nancy. So I've got a few questions. First, Berthold, what is the state of the negotiations? When was the last time that you met with the Empire State Building about this?
The last time we met was this summer with John Prophet, and you know, we agreed to leave it at the way it was at, and you know, they wanted the revised budget, which they claimed they didn't receive previously, from and then the financial statements from Pacifica, which I believe would clearly show that the numbers we're giving them are realistic, and so that's where it was at, and then we left it at that.
Have they ever indicated any willingness to write down the amount that is owed to them and that is accruing to them?
I would rather discuss that in executive session.
Well, I guess I'm frustrated because we discussed this all as a wait-and-see issue over a year ago when we were discussing WBAI's budget. And
this is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia?
Yes, this needs to be discussed in executive session. We have attorneys, including our own attorney, working on this, and previously, at least on the PMB, that's where this discussion took place.
Okay, we can notice an executive session for Tuesday. I just want to be clear, we're in a very different situation if we're working towards writing down that amount than we are if we have a creditor in the form of the Empire State Building running up a big tab, knowing that they'll be able to collect it eventually by taking one of our buildings or licenses away from us. And that's my biggest concern here. It is a real expense. It is a contractual obligation. And it seems to me that if they wanted to bend over backwards to do a good thing for Pacifica, they've had more than enough time to do that by now. That's what I'm very concerned about.
Lydia.
Yes, Lydia?
Yes. I mean, first of all, I think that what you have said is technically not completely correct. It is not what Mr. Prophet had reported to us, and I can't clarify it on this call. And, there have been payments made that negate some that perception. So, and an exchange made that negates that perception.
Okay. I'm explaining what my concerns are. We can discuss this further in executive session next week. The other side. Yes, Paul.
Yeah. Let me point out that this is Wednesday night, and our next meeting is next Tuesday night. We can vote to have an executive session, I suppose, but is there going to be some problem? But there will not be 7 days' notice of the executive session.
CPB notice requirements don't apply to executive sessions.
Okay.
The advance notice requirements don't apply.
All right. So we can vote to have an executive session next time. Okay.
Yeah. Should we, Berthold, will it be most convenient to you if we open with that? This will be next Tuesday night. That would be at 8:30 your time.
Yeah.
Okay. Lydia, will 45 minutes do?
I'm not leading this. I'm just saying you guys are the ones wanting to discuss this. And so... I don't know. I don't think it's like that. We don't have. Well, I can't even say what we don't have. I would say, what is it you're going to discuss? Just that one issue? We just talk about it over and over again for 45 minutes? I don't get it. It takes about two sentences to clarify it. But I guess if everybody wants to chime in, it's up to
Indiana.
You.
Indiana.
Okay, Adriana, go ahead.
And Bill for the stack.
I don't know if it would not be better if we leave, we have that discussion at the PMB in executive session, And then we will have very clear when we come to the National Finance Committee where is the legal standard. Because if not, we will be in an executive session in the National Finance Committee when this is a decision that needs to go first to the PMB. I mean, the PMB need to be informed or have very clear what we will do with this issue, and then we will discuss it in the National Finance Committee. I think that doesn't make sense to start the discussion in National Finance Committee. I agree with you, Brian, that this, we are aggravated, all of us, because a bunch of different reasons, but I don't think that we can force it through an executive session in National Finance Committee, because we will have the same actors and the same people that we have now, and the result will not be different. We need the PMB for that.
This is Lydia.
I had Bill before Lydia. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, thank you. Well, you know, you may need to discuss it with the PNB, but, you know, I can't vote for a budget like this without understanding what you're going to do. And so I think the NFC needs some understanding also. But, you know, in addition to whatever's going to happen with Empire State Building, I'm also really concerned about the revenue.
Okay, hold that thought, Bill, because we're trying to resolve the question of the meeting.
I have
those same concerns, but let's not muddle them all together. Lydia?
Yes, I agree with Adriana, and just as we do with executive session issues from the PMB, where we ask permission of the PMB to take those executive session issues and material to the LSB, which is an advisory committee not unlike the Finance Committee that has non-PMB members on it. And so I think that that would be the process. Also, I don't think anything will be resolved relative to these bigger issues until we have some permanent executives in place, at least one, and hopefully that will happen in short order. As I reported in public session, we have forwarded the finalist pool to the PMB for the CFO position, and personally, without divulging what those issues are, I do not believe until we have that. I'm running into this, whether it's the CPB or whether it's other major contractual obligations that we have, is that, you know, they're fine continuing with whatever we are doing until we have somebody who's permanent. And right now we do not have a permanent CFO or a permanent ED to finalize some of these issues. So I agree with Adriana. I think this should first be dealt with the PMB, and then the PMB can decide what it will share with the Finance Committee as it would with any other committee.
Adriana?
Hold on. Let's not beat the dead horse here, folks. We need to go to a vote on whether we're calling an executive session for next week. I don't totally understand what I heard from Lydia, which is that we can't discuss this $500,000 question mark in WBI's budget outside of an executive session, but now we can't have an executive session to discuss it until the PNB does.
Want to clarify it? Okay.
Go ahead. I'm not saying
we can't go in there and discuss it, but we won't be able to share some or bring it to a finality. So it depends on what you expect to get out of that discussion. It can share some very general things that we've all been privy to, and I guess maybe we forgot that report from Mr. Prophet, and I can regurgitate that, but, you know, aspects of that, without going into the details that, in fact, he thought were not prudent to share, but nevertheless. We can do that, but it's not going to take you to the place where you can definitively know what is going to happen with that chunk of money. So it's up to you whether you want to spend time hearing nothing that concludes it, or just having some general, some vagaries about it. It's up to you.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana?
I move that we leave WBAI budget discussion for after the PMB in executive session. So this issue, then we know what we are talking about. We will talk with more certainty about this, because if not, it's discussing on no basis. I propose that we leave it. It's the only budget that we will push till we have an answer from the PMB.
Are you proposing to move all discussion of WBAS budget? Bill wanted to talk about their revenues, as did I.
Okay. But we can discuss everything that we want, but I have the idea that when we discuss budgets, we discuss with some certainties. We discuss, and the goal is to approve or pass a budget and approve it and send the approval for the PMB to approve that budget. And I don't understand what will be the idea of discussing a bunch of these issues when we know that we cannot arrive to that conclusion. I don't know.
Okay.
Up to the committee.
All right. Are you making a motion to postpone?
Exactly. That's
all discussion of WBAI's budget.
Exactly.
Okay.
Until after the next National Board Executive Session.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, I said we postpone it. We can bring it. When you postpone something, you can bring it whenever you want.
No, you postpone to a time certain.
Well, we postpone to after the PMB meet in executive session and make decision on this issue.
Okay.
Tony,
that's the motion from Kasanov to postpone. It is debatable.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir, Paul.
Okay. So, the part about leave WB, that's gone. What I have now is, the motion on the floor is, to postpone all discussion of WBAI's FY16 budget till after the PNB discusses it in executive session. Is that it?
Yeah, Tony.
Hold on. I believe that's it. Adriana, is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. And all we're debating now is the motion to postpone. I am strongly opposed to this. I believe there are a lot of aspects of WBAI's budget we need to discuss. Many of them are suitable for public session. And if we can't get full disclosure in executive session, we can at least clarify what answers we need from the National Board. But I think this is one can that we definitely cannot afford to keep kicking down the road. Tony.
No, I was going to say that I have reservations about postponing until an executive session. I mean, what's going to happen in executive session is to discuss things that are confidential or related to proprietary information or personnel. That doesn't bar us from discussing other issues related to BAI's budget as it relates to revenue and other things. So I think we can continue the discussion on the other things, but it's the issues that I think Lydia said, part of negotiations and things of that nature that are sensitive that should be discussed. That doesn't bar us from carrying on other discussions about the BAI budget.
That's correct.
That's my concern. So I wouldn't be in favor of just ending all discussions, but only the sensitive, confidential discussions. That's it.
Okay. Any further discussion on the motion to postpone? R. Paul, can you please call the vote?
Okay. Okay, the motion is...
Is there an objection?
Tony just objected.
Yes.
I object as well.
The motion is to postpone all discussion of WBAI's FY16 budget till after the PNB discusses this issue in executive session. Lydia Brazan.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Brian Edwards-Tiegert?
No. No.
R. Paul Martin? No. Tony Norman?
No.
Michael Novick? Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Nancy Sorden?
No.
Barbara Whipperman?
No.
Okay. 3-4, 6 against, 0 abstentions.
Okay, we're going to move back to our previous discussion, which was calling a 45-minute executive session at the start of next week's meeting, which is on Tuesday night, to get whatever information we can get and perhaps clarify what questions we're asking the Pacifica National Board to fill in the blank on. I'm actually not sure, as a board member, how much information the board has. Lydia might have more as an executive, but in any case. The proposal is...
I'm sorry, was that the motion that just passed?
Motion to postpone just failed. Now we're back on the discussion of having a 45-minute executive session at the start of our next meeting.
Mr. Chair, we actually don't have a formal motion on that, I don't think. Yeah, we don't have a formal motion on that, so if you want to make one...
Sure, I'll make it, so we're not spinning our wheels.
Okay.
Is there any objection to a 45-minute executive session?
Point of information.
What's your question, Adriana?
What will be the purpose of that? Because, like you said, the motion was defeated. It means that all that can be discussed in open session can be discussed in open session. What difference does this make to have an executive session to talk about something that we don't know? We are coming back to the same point. I mean, we can discuss. You don't want
Lydia is understandably reluctant to discuss the status of ongoing negotiations in public. The status of those negotiations is of very material importance to this budget because how those negotiations go determine a sum of money that's about a third of this budget. So I think the committee needs to get whatever information it can get, and based on what it does get, may need to request more information. We shouldn't just leave it to the PNB to figure out what we need. We should say, here's what we need to know.
May I finish?
Go ahead.
We start with exactly this point, and we agree that it's not information that will be an executive session before being processed by the PMB. And what is the purpose? You just said to keep talking about things that the basic thing that we don't know and make a huge difference in this budget need to be decided first in an executive session of the PMB. We agree on that before. Then what is the idea? You want to discuss the budget, I agree with you, but we keep discussing this and we have WPFW that we don't have even a budget yet presented, right?
We didn't agree on anything, Adriana. Two of you argued that position, and right now we're arguing whether to have an executive session next meeting. Last year we were briefed on the status of negotiations in executive session when we were considering WBAI's budget. It didn't require a motion from the PNB to do so. Anyone wish to debate the question of calling an executive session next week further?
It was Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Will we have other budgets we can spend time on next week?
I'm hoping we'll have budgets from KPFT and WPFW and perhaps the Pacifica Radio Archive.
Not KPFT. You mean KPFK?
Excuse me, KPFK, yes.
Okay. Well, maybe we should have a shorter executive session if we need to have one, so we can have more time for those other budgets.
Sure. Propose an amendment.
20-minute executive session.
Okay, Bill's proposing to amend the proposal to 20 minutes from 45. Does anyone object? Hearing none, the proposal is now to open with a 20-minute executive session next week.
I'm sorry, I object.
Yeah,
I express the reasons.
You object to the amendment, which is just to change the length of time that we're debating?
Exactly.
Okay. Any further debate on going from 45 minutes to 20 minutes? Arpal, could you please call the roll on the amendment to go from 45 minutes to 20 minutes for the executive session?
Okay. The amendment is to make the executive session 20 minutes long. Lydia Bazan?
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Brian Edwards Tiekert?
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick? Serene Roberts? Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman?
Yes.
Going back. Serene Roberts?
Yeah.
No. Okay. 6-4, 2 against, 1 abstention.
The amendment carries. The proposal is now to open with a 20-minute executive session this coming Tuesday. Is there any objection?
Yes.
Arpal, can you call the vote on that?
I'm sorry, would you read the wording again?
Arpal, what's the language you'll put in the minute?
Give me one second. I'm moving back and forth here, so give me a second. And I have to amend it when I put it in here. Okay, the motion would be that the NFC hold a 20-minute executive session to start the November 24th meeting. Okay. Lydia Bazan?
No.
Adriana Kasanov?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Brian Edwards Tiekert?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman?
Abstain.
Michael Novick? Serene Roberts?
Abstain.
Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman?
Yes.
Okay, 5-4, 2 against, 2 abstentions.
Okay, the executive session is so ordered. Bertold, you'll be able to join us then? 8:30 on Tuesday?
Yes.
Okay, we'll talk to you then. Moving on to the more public aspects of WBAI's budget. So my big concern, I think Arpal spoke to it, is that this is projecting a revenue increase of $232,000 when WBAI's revenue trend year over year has been down for the past 4 years. Why are you expecting revenues to increase?
We had David Rottenberg doing the theater tickets again, and that's one of the major items in there.
Is that miscellaneous other income?
Part of miscellaneous other income.
That's the one of the only revenue lines that's decreasing in this budget.
Wait a minute. No, Rothenberg. Okay, we should call these theater ticket sales. In my opinion, we shouldn't be using people's names because then they get tied up with it. The Saturday morning theater ticket donations, I thought that was under the crafts fair, which we actually have. Where is this?
That's line 17.
Yeah, okay, right, there it is, line 17. The miscellaneous is BAI Buddy. That's line 24.
Got it.
So this is line 17. Okay. Anyway, I just wanted to make it clear that it wasn't, that there were two different lines we were talking about. That's all.
Thank you for that correction. So are the ticket sales actually happening now? Do you have actual data to base your forecast on?
Yes, I can provide that next week. I was actually entering those tickets in the system right now from 2 weeks ago. And then it just didn't happen last week because David Rosenberg was on vacation for 2 weeks. Also anticipating our phone system is going to be restored fully, which is like being done right now as we speak at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. So we will have more capacity to maintain and increase the David Rottenberg Theater tickets. In the past, we used to do about $160,000 to $200,000 for that line item.
Okay, but you're budgeting $60,000 up from zero.
Yes.
So that's $60,000 out of the $240,000 increase. What about the rest?
The $178,000.
Listener support's going up by almost $50,000. Website income's going up by $35,000. Major donors are going up by almost $60,000. Grants income is going up by $13,000. Non-operating grants income is going from zero to 30.
The grant incomes, we are expecting a portion of the Bolton Family Trust coming in.
It's an estate gift?
Yes.
Have they already given you a firm dollar amount?
We don't have a firm total dollar amount, but we know that we're going to get an advance pretty soon, like sometime this week.
Okay. That should be on your major donor line. That's where planned giving goes. Row 12, line item 5752, which is already showing an increase of $60,000. So what's the rest of that line?
50,000 is in the support, 35 website income. Major donor. And David Rottenberg. That's $201,000 right there.
Right, so the question is, what is your basis for all of those things? What is your basis for thinking listener support, website income, major donor income, and so forth?
We're having a 14-day December drive starting December the 17th.
You had one budgeted for FY15 too, but you didn't do it. What's going to be different this year?
We're going to do it. It's scheduled already. We'll have and then we're making the arrangements for the people.
Are you in agreement with the figures that our Paul cited about the Fall Fund Drive performance?
I think our Paul is a little off. We have certain people who have pitched outside of the money that came in, for example, the Armand DeMille Center, and that is like 3 weeks of pledging that have not come through yet. I believe the numbers are at least up 30,000.
So what's your best number on the gross pledge for the Fall Fund Drive at WBAI?
That's 69. 277, 877-824, that's what's just showing up, plus another 82, but $295,824.
What are those totals?
He said $295,824.
Is what he's expecting the tally, the final tally to be from this don?
I'm looking online electronically for the October November drive. It comes to $200,000.
I got 274,196 from management's numbers online.
It's 277,824 plus. It's
same difference.
18,000 positive mine. So that's 295,824.
Okay, so that would make it only $125,000 off the goal.
Which is. Will be well taken care of by the December drive.
So in the budget, the December drive is 11 days with a goal of 140,000. Are you planning to extend it?
14 days.
So 14 days at a daily rate of 13,000 in the budget would add just over $50,000. But you just recited a pledge shortfall of 120,000. So where are you expecting the other 70 to come from?
I'm missing you here. 14,000 times 14 days times 13,000, that's 182,000.
Yes, and you were already budgeting 140,000. So how do you expect to make up the other 80?
Point of information.
What's your question, Adriana?
Can you repeat which version we are talking about?
The file name that ends in budget version 3.
We are talking about listeners. I can see it's 160,000 for October.
The tab is fund drive pledge details.
Okay.
Bertold, you said the December drive was going to more than make up for it.
I believe so, yeah.
So where does the other 80,000 come from?
We have two events we are planning on doing, and I'm not sure yet. I have to discuss that with Lydia before we go ahead. We were supposed to have on December the 10th that we were planning on raising about $20,000, and another event which is a retreat where we're planning on raising at least $50,000 to $100,000. So, but I need to discuss that with Lydia. For a conversation I had with her earlier, we have to discuss that. But that would definitely bring us at least $60,000+. We have actually already booked the venue, we just haven't put the money down yet for the December 10th event.
Okay, what accounts for the $35,000 increase in website income?
We revised our website, and we're launching it in either December or January. It's like modern. It's so one click to donate. This is the product of at least 2 years of criticism, critics, and demand and request that we have redesigned. It's there, it's ready. We're just checking for the kinks and the issues in there before we actually put it live. We also have a few shows like the Katie Halpern show and all that kind of stuff. We actually are raising more money to social media than actually to pitching. And so we are, like, these are a few younger producers that we have. She's kind of a semi-comedy, semi-political, Jon Stewart type stuff. And so she's like, there's people are all in social media. And that those activities have definitely shown an increase in money coming.
So it sounds like a great thing to do, but I guess my question is how you're getting at a specific figure. You're showing $0 per month in FY15 and then $3,500 a month starting in October, last October, you know, last month, which obviously didn't happen. Why do you think that's the amount that you're going to hit with the new website? What's your basis?
I have numbers for FY15, but again, you didn't want to hear about it because, you know, they have not been entered accurately in the system. It is obvious that we didn't raise zero money on our website for FY15. If you look at FY14, we had money raised to the website. FY11, we had $52,000. FY12, we had $89,000. And then it just went blank, you know. So I don't want to go there, but you know, you can assume that we're going to raise what we raised in 2012, which is like $89,000. So this 42,000 number is actually extremely conservative. If you look at
the $60,000 in major donor income.
Yes, we are actually we already have like the commitment of. We already have a commitment of about $25,000 already, and we have some major donors who regularly donate. We have a potential major donation coming up, which would blow by these numbers. But until I get that in my pocket, we're not going to put it there.
Bill for the stack.
Or Paul for stack.
Adriana for the stack.
Okay, I've been hogging the mic. I heard Bill, I heard our Paul, I heard Adriana. And before I do, I just want to say, you know, first of all, Bertold, it would be really helpful if we had in writing an explanation of any place where your budget shows increased revenue from your actuals. And the second thing is that the entire network is really counting on you being upfront with us about what the limitations are at WBAI. We can't run the network. Our money is so tight, we cannot run the network on good intentions, hope, and optimism.
I'd like to respond to that.
Yeah.
That is why you have a $300,000 deficit, because I did not run the budget on hope. So I think this is really not well placed. I mean, maybe it's not for me, for someone else.
We can't run it on deficits either.
Well, yeah, I understand that part, but, you know.
All right, I've got Bill, I've got our Paul Martin, I've got Adriana. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, thank you, Berthold and Brian. I'm also concerned about the revenue and the projected increases. And I remember all through this last year, we've been hearing that a lot of these line items that you're projecting increases on were actually included in listener support for 2015, in which case if you're going to be separating them back out, which is good, that means a listener's projected listener support should be probably lower. And I'm also really concerned because of, as Brian and our pro were pointing out, that the amount per fund drive day has really been decreasing. I think you're on a spiral, downward spiral with, you know, going from, I forget how many fund drive days now, 168 of regular fund drive days last year, plus additional pitching to, like as Arpal was talking about, it would take 229 days of fund drive next year at the per day rate you've been getting. And I think that just leads to more and more listeners tuning out, and you're getting less and less. I think you have to look for some different fund drive or revenue sources. And it sounds like you're trying to do that, but what I'm not clear about is whether it's actually an increase over last year or if it's just moving it from listener support to the line items where it really belongs. And then another item on the cash flow, it shows that you've made all of the Empire State Building payments for 2015, and you're projecting you're going to make all of them for next year. And we know that's not true. So I don't know what else is wrong with the cash flow, but those are big things that need to be corrected.
The prior years are not usable on any of the cash flow templates, Bill.
Well, even 15?
Yeah, templates.
Okay, but
yeah,
but it also projects full payments next year also for 2016. I just really worried about the projected increases in listener support. I mean, all these other non-listener support revenue items. I think it's great if you can do it, but if it's just moving things from what was including in listener support in 2015, then maybe it's not really increasing anything. So I'm confused.
I will send you a PowerPoint presentation that will do a line-by-line comparison of all the income, listener support, donation below 1,000K, capital campaign, and I will send that to you by this Friday. I mean, I used to do this every year, and nobody paid attention to it, so I kind of stopped doing it. But I will do that PowerPoint presentation. If you want, I can send you a sample of what I've done before.
But it would explain all these dramatic increases in
that's what
revenue?
The PowerPoint presentation that usually does. It addresses any major increase or decrease in each line item.
Okay. Well, I hope it also deals with listener support, because I'm afraid your listener support's way overestimated, especially with the trend on what you're getting per fund drive day. And I think we all have to be looking at other ways of getting revenue up. You know, get creative. I don't know how to do it, but we can't just keep extending fund drive days forever.
Okay, Arpal?
Yeah. Okay. So we have this thon, which has just ended, came in at 78, call it 78 a day, 7,800 a day. We had last year passed a budget that had us with a daily average of 15,476 a day. I argued for about 11,500 a day because we had been doing about 11,000 in FY15. We'd also done that for all of calendar year FY14, calendar year 2014. And so we'd been going at 11, about 11 a day, and now we're down to 7,800 a day. I think this is the major thing to look at, because listener support is the major way we get the money. Now, I'm looking also at the fund drive pledge details tab, and in there you can see that the fall on-air fundraiser has a goal of 420. This is 50,000 less than the FY15 goals for that, and it has a daily average goal of 14,000, and we did around half that. So this is a major thing to consider. Now, if you look at the winter-thon, not looking much at the December one, but let's look at the winter one. It's 15,000 a day, and you know, geez, how are we going to do that? All of these things are pretty high up there, and I think we have to seriously look at this particular part of it, because we're missing big time. I mean, again, we did 11, and now we're at 7,800, and that's a big miss right there. And this budget is projecting all higher per day totals on this, so I don't see how. And also, we have an 80% fulfillment rate in this particular budget. I have looked at about a 78% fulfillment rate, which may be optimistic, because we've had some problems with the premiums. We've actually been having problems with the premiums for quite a few years, starting with some folks who never sent any out several years ago. And I mean never sent any out. Now they're going out very slowly, and we're getting lots of complaints, I know, about people not getting their premiums. And so I don't know that we're going to get an 80% fulfillment rate on things, since people are kind of angry at BAI for sending in money. Now, some people aren't. Some people take it philosophically and say it's BAI. But other people are very angry about, you know, they spent money on a premium, and months, plural, later, they're not getting it. So that I think, is going to impact fulfillment as well as the raw tally. And I think, again, to just finally say this one last time, I think the listener support is the main thing to look at, and I think the listener support in this particular budget is sick. It's not reflecting the reality that we're seeing right here. I mean, something big has happened. We were doing 11,000 a day for the most part, and now we're doing 7,800 a day, and for 35 days, not for a couple of days. It's not a fluke. That really is obviously a trend, and we need to figure out how to either reverse that, which I don't know how we're going to do that, or we need to factor in those particular numbers, and those particular numbers look not so good. All right, that's it.
Adriana.
Yes. Hi, Bertel. First question. Line 41, capital expenditures. What is that? 27,396 a year. What that is exactly?
No. Berthold, we can't hear you. You may be on mute.
What was that?
Line
capital expenditures. It's row 41 in the budget.
Yeah, that is the percentage.
Adriana, there is a capital expenditures detail tab. It breaks it out into computers, broadcast equipment, transmitter equipment, antenna, and leasehold improvements.
The second thing that I can see here is you have depreciation expenses for $23,750 that every other station put that there and then discounted, you know, even it out. You didn't do that. I think that, to be fair, you need to, if all the other stations are allowed to take that out, you are supposed to do the same. I disagree with the issue, but we need to do it for everybody the same way. Okay. I mean, that will reduce your line to 270 something, right? And the third question is board election expenses. You have in December $20,000. What is that for?
Hold on a minute.
Yes.
That's row 65.
Yeah. My total election expenses adds up to $30,000, which was a projection for what it would cost for this election. So, you know, it's between October, November, and December. I don't have the specific numbers, but I think it's pretty close between what we pay the local election supervisor plus what we have money that I've shipped to the national office for the ballot mailing and all that stuff. I can look at the numbers to see what are the actuals. But that's pretty close. I mean, it might not be 20,000 in December, but between October, November, and December, it's definitely close to 30,000. These were the formulas that were worked into, that were plugged in by Efren. These were like manual numbers. That was Efren's projection of us paying for elections. 20,000 in December, but we paid some, you know, we paid a chunk in November, and we paid a lot more that in October.
Yeah. My only complaint, my only question is that is not in any other station budget. Why is such an amount just for WBAI? Because I can see the other budgets, nobody has such an amount. For this year, for 2016.
I can dismiss those 30,000 by the actuals so far, plus what we're going to pay the local election supervisor until this election is over.
Is this the general manager? Is it Bertold? Bertold.
I mean,
is somebody have the open mic?
Bertold, we're hearing people having a conversation in your office.
They're walking by the hallway. I told them to be quiet.
It should be noted that the offices at BAI, it's pretty airy and doors are thin.
Yeah. Adriana, did you have any more questions?
No, I will replace those by exact actual numbers as of up to date. And then I would add a projection of what I think I'm going to pay the local election supervisor for the next 3 or 4 weeks.
But Bertol, I understand. My question here is: you are paying in July, August, and September of last year. I mean, in September of this year, obviously, FY 2015. You are paying the local election supervisor, and then you add in October. More, and in November you double that amount, and in December you go to $20,000.
Adriana, he said he'll look into it and clean it up. I don't know how much more we can fix on the call.
What I'm asking you is, I think that if you see at the other budget, it's not such an amount in the month of December. And with that 2 amounts that we just talked about, the depreciation that you need to discount, plus this extra amount, you are you're reducing your deficit almost in $50,000, just like that.
Mm-hmm. I will have a conference call with Efren this week and go over a lot of those numbers, because a lot of those numbers are, this is a new budget, new numbers, assumptions. Some of these numbers are plugged in. In the previous budget, all the numbers were a calculation of the formula in this main screen. So I'm still getting used to it, and I will go over these numbers.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. But you are absolutely right about the depreciation. It's always been a discussion, and if the board wants to state that this, you know, we should not calculate the depreciation, and it's not, it's uniform throughout the network, I will remove it. But it's always been a discussion, a philosophical discussion, as whether to put it in the budget or.
Bertil, what we're doing this year is the same as last year. Keep it in the budget, but then reverse it under cash and capital.
Okay.
You know, put a negative number in the same amount there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Bill for the stack, quick point about that.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed there's dramatic differences between the budgets, between the stations and the election expense. So everybody should be checking with Efren about that. And also, we should be budgeting for the next year's elections. Like in KPFT's, it's got money budgeted for the 2016 elections.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Right.
So some of that $30,000 might belong in next fall.
Yeah.
But Ed Urana's right. It still looks way too big.
Exactly. Compared with all the other stations, it's too big.
But we don't need to speculate, because at this point he's got actuals. We've already been billed for the mailing. So he can look up the real numbers and put them in. Adriana was the end of the stack. Did anyone else have questions on WBAI's budget?
It's Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
It's past our adjournment time.
It certainly is. If you're moving the orders of the day, that'll force us to adjourn or extend.
Okay, I'll call for the orders of the day.
Okay. We have several items on our agenda we haven't got to. A discussion of cash flow, discussion of the audit, scheduling of upcoming meetings. Our next meeting is scheduled. And the final item, what happens if we can't get realistic budgets for a unit. If anyone wishes to propose to extend, either to have further discussion of WBAI's budget or to get to any of those, it's speak now or forever hold your peace.
I move to extend to set meeting dates.
For how long, Barbara?
10 minutes.
Okay. Does anyone object to extending 10 minutes for meeting dates?
No, but I'm getting off the call. This is hoodie.
Okay.
Bye.
Could we get a brief update on the audit? I know Efren sent some of it, but shouldn't take.
Well, he's not on the call. He sent an update in writing. Are you asking for it to be read into the minutes, read into the record?
Well, people listening on the stream, and also I'm still not clear if there's an audit engagement letter signed. I've never received confirmation of that. Does anybody know?
Confirmation? Do we have a motion on the floor?
No, we don't.
Yes, we do for
extending 10 minutes. Oh, sorry, 10-minute extension. I asked for objection. I heard no objection. Thank you, Adriana. So we're extended 10 minutes to discuss upcoming meeting dates. Bill, if you want to get to that item, you'll have to propose a separate extension.
Let's do the minutes first, the meeting dates first. That's fine.
Okay. So we're already scheduled to meet this Tuesday. We're going to spend our first 20 minutes, in executive session, which realistically means we won't start our public session until 9 Eastern. We'll maybe be able to get to two budgets. And what we have outstanding is WPFW, WBAI, Pacifica Radio Archive, and KPFK. Our situation is getting dire. We are more than 6 weeks into the fiscal year without a set of budgets in place. the first question would be, well, Lydia's gone, so we have no one from KPFK. Michael couldn't join us tonight. Tony, do you know anything about where WPFW's budget is at?